Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain, the Columbus has returned from searching quadrant 779X by 534M. Results negative.
Have them proceed to the next quadrant. Any word from engineering on our sensors?
They're working on them, sir. Still inoperable.
What about the transporters?
They're still reported unsafe.
Ron and Anian.
The final frontier. These are the voyages of
the Car Doctor.
It's 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Ron and Anian.
Are you afraid to talk to your mechanic? Are you afraid to tell them, him or her, everything that could possibly be wrong with the car? Or, you know, your concerns.
The Car Doctor.
Chevy Cruzes were a great example. You know, they were great if you're, you know, a fledgling auto technician, because there was an awful lot to replace on a continuous basis.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
You know what the saddest part about auto repair is? That I don't know if you're aware, or even possibly how you could know when something goes wrong, because the car keeps running. And yet, there are things that are wrong about it. I don't know if I can pull off this open, to be honest with you. I wrote myself a little post-it note because a couple of key points I was keeping tab on this week in the shop, just the little things that we're noticing. That, and Danny and I looked at each other and we said, but how would somebody know that? How can they tell their vehicle isn't being repaired properly? And you can't. I don't think you can. I think, you know, it's the only way in my mind is the performance of the vehicle, the longevity of the vehicle, the amount of unexpected repairs that may crop up, the things that, you know, we as human beings, we know when something goes bump in the night and that it's not right. We follow our instincts. We follow our spidey senses, as I like to call it. And, you know, we know when something's up. We were, you know, for example, my wife and I were out car shopping the last couple of days. We're thinking of replacing her Explorer. And we looked at a couple of cars and, you know, one in particular, without getting particular, because I think it was just a bad example of this manufacturer's car. It just,
it was just cheesy. There was something wrong with it. The plastic panels didn't line up. The tracking at the bottom of the molding at the bottom of the window track, it didn't clip in right. Like you could tell the car wasn't. I don't know. There was just something wrong, and I said no, and she said no, and we pulled away. And in the paper this very morning, they're talking about problems with this particular car company. They've got quality control issues. And I looked at her and she looked at me and I said, wow, our spidey senses were right. And I look at the car repairs and I say, how can a consumer know that? Examples, right? We pulled a couple of cabin filters out of cars this week. We're doing air and cabin filter service. It's that, you know, part of the normal course of the week at the shop. And how many times did half a dozen or more cabin filters are not being installed properly. They're just sort of stuffed in there. There's a kink in them, and they don't block the entire area they're meant to protect, or they don't allow air to filter through. The air can bypass around the filter. And understand, a cabin filter is there to collect dust and contaminant. In some cases, it blocks leaves and acorns and other things that, you know, make it down past the cowl vents. And it keeps the evaporator coil clean, that piece that makes the car cold in the summer when you're trying to get maximum air and you say, gee, I can't get maximum air. Maybe there's a dirty evaporator coil as part of it. You know, if you look on any household air conditioning service receipt that you get, they come out, they service your AC. They always write down there, clean the coil or clean the evaporator coil. All right. That's what they're talking about. The evaporator on a household AC is the same thing as the evaporator on the under dash for the car AC. It's the same thing. And if the cabin filter isn't installed properly and if it's not cleaning, it's not doing its job. But you wouldn't know that. I don't think there's a way you could know that. Or is it the reliability of the individuals or the shop that's doing it? Maybe that's the judgment. You know, air filters, same thing. I love it. Not that I love it, but I love it because it just makes me scratch my head, I guess. That's a bad human example of a characteristic trait of mine, the way I express that. That, you know, you'll take an air filter out of an air box and there's leaves in there or acorns or, you know, maybe the occasional dead animal because they do crawl up in there. But, and, you know, maybe it happened since the air filter was replaced. But, you know, clearly you can see if it's been to some of the different establishments that just do oil changes, and I'm not picking on all of them. I've just seen this from time to time. Is it that they're so quick? They've got to be, you know, fast. They've got to get it in, get it out kind of a thing. They're not cleaning air boxes. They're not cleaning the base of the cowl at the bottom of the windshield. And maybe that's the way you'll know. Maybe that's how you'll know if the car was serviced properly. The next time you get an air and a cabin filter service, do they take the time, because the devil's in the details, right? That the base of the cowl, is it still packed with acorns and leaves and debris and all the other nonsense that collects there? And if it is, then why'd we change the cabin filter? Because all that debris is going to break down over time and get drawn into the cabin filter compartment area and clog the filter. Not to mention all the pollens and spores and all the other things that, if you're allergic, you know, if you've got a problem, clean the base of the cowl. All right, it's easy. It should be part of an air cabin filter service in my book. It is in my shop. The devil's in the details. Oil changes. We see little specific things with oil changes that really, it's like people go out of their way to do it wrong. You know, yeah, we've taken more than a few fair share of cheap oil filters off of cars. And, you know, we've seen cases where cars are coming in and they're very low on fluids. And some of the fluids they're so low on, you think to yourself, with no major leak, was it checked properly at the last oil change, which was, you know, 3, 5, 7, 8,000 miles ago, whatever it was. The one I think that gets us the most, and it's sort of a pet peeve of mine, is the oil filter drain plug gasket. Hondas, for example. Honda's a great example of this. A Honda, when you change the oil on a Honda or an Acura, same thing, they use a crushed aluminum washer on 99% of their vehicles. I can't think of one where they don't, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Small percentage. When you change that oil, when you take that drain plug out, Honda asks you to to change that gasket. Because it's soft, it's aluminum, it crushes down. And if you don't, to get the drain plug tightened to seal, now you've got to tighten a little bit more. And the next time, a little bit more. And then a little bit more. And then a little bit more. And then it's time for an oil pan, because then the threads get older as the oil pan gets old and the aluminum goes through heat cycles and the threads get brittle. And hey, Mrs. Jones, we don't know why, but your drain plug pulled the threads out of the oil pan. By the way, they do manufacture, not from Honda, but from several aftermarket sources. There is a drain plug out there for the Honda Acura people that is about two threads longer. And what it does, the oil pan is threaded for it, just that Honda leaves the drain plug short, not really sure why. Okay, it's kind of like the eternal question of why do you get 8 hot dogs and 6 buns in the package, or is it the other way around? Okay, you would think if they make it so that why don't we get 8 hot dogs and 8 buns together, or 8 hot dogs and, well, you get the point, father of the bride, right? But why don't they make that drain plug longer? I want to know. But they should be changing the gasket. Matter of fact, if there isn't a gasket on the bill for your next Honda oil change, ask them why. Because that means they're doing it wrong. That means either that or they're being generous and they're not charging you for a little drain plug gasket that's about $2.50, $2, depending upon where you get it from and where you go. So, you know, those are the critical things. Those are the little things. Those are the telltale signs that maybe that place that's advertising great service and, you know, thorough service. And what I always tell you, if you want to see if you got a good mechanic, see if they can do the small stuff first. See if they can do the small stuff right. Because if they can't do that right, chances are they can't do a lot right. And when you get past, you know, the simple things and you get down into the open heart surgery stuff, you just wonder, right? You just wonder. Hello and welcome. Ron Ananian here at 855-560-9900. By the way, that's the Car Doctor's 24/7 phone number. 855-560-9900. You can call, leave a message anytime, day or night. And Tom Ray, executive producer, will call you and get you in the next queue for the next live broadcast. We're live on the network Saturday afternoons, 2 to 4 p.m. East Coast time. We're East Coast guys. And we're glad to sit here and talk to you. And I don't know, every once in a while, you might get a phone call from me middle of the week just because I can see somebody's in a desperate way and I just have a quick 2 minutes, which isn't often. And you never know. So it pays for you to call the 855-560-9900 because we're here to help you fix your car, whatever that problem might be. That's what the Car Doctor is all about. We're also here to give things away because this week we are going to give away a Carlson swag bag courtesy of the folks over at Carlson Brake. You know, Carlson has come out with a new brake job completion kit, and it's all those little pins and bushings and clips and all the little things you need when you're doing a brake job that you might have to buy separately. Well, Carlson's made it available in their Carlson Brake Job Completion Kit, which is available up on Amazon. We're giving away a swag bag this week, which has, you know, a Carlson hat, T-shirt, shop light, and a bunch of other goodies in there. So that's absolutely free to the caller of Tom's choice. We're going to leave the judging up to Tom so that I can focus on the show. So you may want to give us a call and give us your car question, and you never know, you might just win something this week. 855-560-9900 is the phone number. I'm the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carvin and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the podcast
would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Vehicle not taking you where you want to go? Well, call Ron. He's the expert at making your vehicle take you where you need it. 855-560-9900. And now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's get over to Kurt in Wisconsin and talk to him about his 21 Toyota Camry. Kurt, this car's too new. It can't be broken. What's going on?
I've got a... I had a feathering on the wheels. I took it over before the $5,000 or the 5,000 mile tire rotation. I took it to Goodyear, and he goes, "Hey, you got some feathering on your tires here." And usually that means that it's out of alignment. And then I looked at the back around 10,000, and I'm thinking, okay, I better be addressing this. Well, we did the tire rotation. We're kind of chasing it. And I'm letting them know that this is what they told me. And I look at the back, and it's got like the back tires, because it's all-wheel drive, are pointed in at the top, and they're also pointed in on the front side of them, so it's like an inside camber.
Okay, so what is it?
So I'm going,
did you put it on an alignment rack? What did it look like on the rack by the numbers?
Well, I've got the printout for the alignment numbers, but it was out of spec.
Okay.
And so they said, they recommend, after we chased it for, 19,000 miles, and they kept doing tire rotations, and I'm wondering why I'm getting this tire wear. And so finally they said, well, it's out of warranty now at 19, so we put it on the rack, and they said, well, it's out of spec, and it's no longer under warranty.
Well, here, wait, back up a second. Wait a minute. So who's doing what? Because you're mentioning Goodyear, and it sounds like you're mentioning the dealer. Who's doing what here?
Right. Well, I went to the dealer. I went to the dealer, and at 19,000, we picked it up in November 21, and or is it November 20? November 20. So anyway, they tell me, all right, well, to fix this, you know, you're feeling this problem. And then it's squealing. The tires are, I'm not hammering on it or anything like that, but when you make it a 90-degree turn onto the road, my friend tells me from behind, he goes, hey, your tires are squealing.
Okay.
I'm going, wow, it must be out, you know. I listen to him, and I take to them, and then they charge me $127 for an alignment. Well, then when I get it back, now it's worse. It's
okay.
Actually,
Kurt,
making
Kurt,
I'm hearing
time,
tires.
Kurt,
going.
Time, yep. time, baby. First of all, yep. Who started doing the tire rotations? Goodyear?
No, I went right to Toyota.
Okay, so where did Goodyear come into this equation?
I just went to them because I heard of a knocking sound when it was cold.
Okay.
When you started off.
So Goodyear hasn't worked on the car. Toyota's been working on the car.
Yep.
Okay. Toyota did the tire rotations, or Goodyear's done the tire rotations?
Yep. Nope.
Toyota.
Toyota did it all.
Okay.
Yep.
Who did the wheel alignment?
Toyota.
Okay. And they only charged you $127?
Right.
No.
But then I took it back.
I'm saying that's cheap. All right. Understand one thing. We're not just talking about wheel alignment when we're talking about a 21 car. All right. We're also talking about, we have concerns. Did they change the alignment? Was the alignment out?
Yes.
Is the alignment now in?
Yes. It was out. Yep. Nope, it's not. A week later, I got all this tire sound, so I didn't drive it. And I called them 3 days later, and I'm going, I can hear tire sound when I'm inside the car, and I've got a digital air pressure gauge, so I know it's on, and I'm hearing this tire sound, and it's squealing, still squealing, going around the corners. And I take it back to him. I call him 2 days later, 3 days later, and they have me in, and they said, it's out of spec. So they did the alignment, and then they looked at it and said, we're just going to sit on it. And I asked him, I said, do you guarantee your work? I said, because obviously it shouldn't have been out of spec to begin with. And then when they did the alignment, it's actually feeling, I'm getting this, like you're running over a big steel cable going out around corners now and then, like it's going underneath your tire. And you feel the thump, you know what I mean? And it's like it's rolling underneath the tire, and I'm feeling that. And I only felt it a few times, and I'm like going, well, do I even say anything about that? But the main thing is the problem, you know, it's still out of spec, and they still didn't take it and put it back on the rack to put it back into spec.
So to clarify this, you had two alignments done to this car in the last 20,000 miles.
One. They just looked at it the second time.
At what mileage?
19,000.
Okay. Why did you wait till 19,000?
I asked them about the feathering, and they said that's natural. It can happen, they said.
Well, it can happen, but it sounds like this is an unusual situation. This is a 21 Camry with 19,000 miles. Why is it out of warranty? I thought it was 3 years, 36, bumper to bumper.
Right. Well, they charge me for the alignment.
Listen to the question. Isn't it 3 years, 36,000 right. miles, bumper-to-bumper warranty?
Well, that's what I thought.
Okay.
I don't have an extended warranty on it.
I'm not talking about extended warranty. Stay with the question.
Right.
What does your owner's manual say? What does the paperwork say that you got from the dealership?
I didn't check on the warranty. I figured it was automatically. I thought it was automatically. It's extended, but it's not extended, so it's. I'm sure it says 3 years and
well,
so many miles. They said it was on a mile, and I had to.
Right, I believe it's 336. Here's what I want you to do. Monday morning, I want you to call. I want you to go look up customer satisfaction, the hotline number for Toyota in California. I want you to talk to corporate.
Right.
I want you to tell them your story.
Okay.
All right. You know, I can't speak to what they're doing there, but something sounds very out of procedure. All right. Toyota's got generally has excellent customer service, and they respond very well to people that buy their cars. You bought this car new. This was a new car. It wasn't a used certified or anything like that.
Brand new.
Okay. You know, generally the Toyota dealer has some latitude trying to make their customers happy. Matter of fact, I've got it on good authority that they've got a little bit more latitude than most manufacturers allow. So
I bought it out of town, though.
Well,
I bought it in Madison. I'm up here. Yeah,
well, it doesn't matter where you bought it. You could buy it in Florida and get it serviced in California. It doesn't matter. A Toyota's a Toyota. All right.
Great.
It sounds like something's askew. As far as the tire squeal, I can't speak to that. I've had cars be out of alignment and go around corners too quick, and I won't get squeal, and I've had tires squeal when they are in alignment. So I don't want to say that the squeal is being caused by the alignment. To tell you the truth, if the car is that far out of alignment, driving down the road straight, if you're dragging the wheel, so to speak, at an angle, the tire is going to squeal. It's not going to depend on alignment. I think more importantly, you need to get addressed. You need to either talk to the service manager, start with Toyota Corporate, and then you're going to end up at the service manager's desk and say, hey, what's going on? I bought this Toyota. I feel like I'm getting the runaround because I've still got a car that's broken, and take it from there. Call me back. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll return right after this.
Simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Ron Nain, the Car Doctor, here at 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's 24/7 number. Give us a call. Let's talk about your car and its problem. Leave a message. If we're not around, we'll get back to you. Bob in Chicago, or as we said on Married with Children, Chicago. that episode always cracks me up. So how can I help you today, sir? What's going on?
Well, first of all, thank you for having my call, and I listen to you all the time. I'm looking for getting a scanner or, you know, code reader, but I have an app with the Bluetooth. So, you know, it gives me my miles per gallon and can tuck the temperature and even goes a few more details like fuel trim overall and, you know, MAF and MMP and different things. But I'm looking for more of one that I could actually make adjustments to or check like both fuel rails if I wanted to look into it and things like that. But, you know, I'm not a mechanic where I'm going to be looking to spend $500,000. So I'm looking for like under $300, and they start at $29 and go up. And I'm just wondering what would be, you know, a decent one, you know, for me to get something like that.
You know, it's hard when we're looking at dollars. It just is. And you know, you've got to sort of think of a scan tool. I'll tell you my approach. All right, Bob, I sort of think of a scan tool as a disposable commodity. And I buy a lot more expensive ones than you do. You know, to me, it's if I was a cowboy, it's like the saddle I put on the horse that eventually wears out or has to be recycled or cleaned up or repaired. You know, it's just it's something you use up. You know, I never look at it as what's the least I can spend, what's the most I want to spend to get the maximum out of it.
Yeah.
All right. So with that perspective, I think 500 is a good base point. You know, unfortunately, I think that's where you are. Here's what I don't like about phone-based scan tools. All right, first of all, with the Bluetooth, is they're slow. All right, I you know, speed counts. If you want to see, if you ever get a chance to play with a full-size, full-blown scan tool, bring up a Ford. You want to see something that'll make you nuts? Bring up a Ford, and you know, just bring up every pit, every piece of data that that tool can display. There's 460 PIDs.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's imagine your computer having to read through 460 lines of code every time it wanted to display something, how many times a second. Then you want to see how much faster the tool is. Most of the tools today will give you the ability to just display, I want that one, that one, that one, and that one. And then watch how fast the response rate is. Because, you know, you've got to realize, You're counting on the car's computer system to talk to the computer in your hand so that your eyes can read it. Okay.
Right, right.
There's a loss of, you know, bandwidth and data stream slowdown that just happens. So if we're looking for glitches, if we're looking for real world time, what's going on? And even a scan tool on some of the newer cars just isn't enough. But for what you're trying to do, it's more than enough. You know, a lot of times that's why you'll hear a good mechanic talk about, well, I got out a lab scope, which is, you know, and then I hear arguments from some instructors that even the lab scopes aren't fast enough today, which that's a whole nother conversation. You know, we're going to have theory now for the next 10 hours. I think that if I was looking for a scan tool, and understand this too, it doesn't matter the variety of cars, because I'm sure you've got a few different ones, right?
Yeah.
As long as you're looking at OBD2, the language is all the same.
Okay, so like one wouldn't be better for a Toyota as opposed to like Kia?
No, because, you know, by definition of the law, all right, OBD2 is standardized. So whether I'm working on a Toyota, a Kia, a Honda, a Ford, a GM, a Chrysler, fuel trim is always going to be called the same thing. Mass airflow is going to be called the same thing. As a matter of fact, the law mandates that each tool has the ability to not only speak with similar titles, but similar things. Every tool has to have mass airflow grams per second. Every tool has to have long-term fuel trim, yeah. Short-term fuel trim. Every tool has, that's the law. That's the way it's written. All right. If it's not in the tool, then technically it's not OBD2 compliant, and it can't be sold that way. All right. Okay. That's something the federal government actually did to help us, believe it or not. You know, that was the Clean Air Act of 1991 that came to power in 96. So it's a piece of ancient history now. So I think, you know, when we start picking at scan tools, and if my budget's $500, and if that $500 scan tool, if it's OBD2 language, and now you're going to get, you know, I hate to say it like this, but if you get 3 years out of a scan tool, you're doing good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, stuff doesn't last, all right? It just doesn't, because as the car computer gets faster, the ability to talk to it or the need to talk to it at the same level increases. All right.
Oh yeah. Sure.
So I need a faster processor. How many computers you have in your house, Bob?
Oh God, I don't know. I'm right. Sure, a dozen.
How many times? How many do you upgrade, and how often do you upgrade them? Do you wait until they break?
True.
You know, is
no,
it?
No, it's true. The phones are every couple of years.
Right. Right. How many times do we upgrade our phones? I mean, in the last 10 years, I've had 3 phones, and I hear I'm behind the times, you know, because I kind of don't care. I open it up, it turns on, I'm thrilled. I don't do a lot with it beyond that.
Well, I guess I'm really, at this point, like I have a 2020, I'm not as concerned. You know, I want to keep the other cars going and like to hold on to them, you know, because, you know, you can't buy a car nowadays.
Right.
So, like my 2015 Corolla or 2010 Kia, something for those. And actually, the Corolla, I got to say, has never had a check engine light come on in 168,000 miles. And in fact, has never been in the dealer for anything other than maintenance, only once in 168,000 miles. It was a leaky trans seal,
right,
and pan gasket transplant,
right.
So it never broke down, never had a problem, never ran wrong. But of course, I've had all the fluids and, you know, spark plugs changed on time and all filters, right, and all that tires.
Yep.
But the Kia at 140,000 is a different story. It's like every other month, it's, you know, blowing this code or that code, or
right,
it's not doing, you know, performing like I wanted to perform. So I figured something, I can dig deeper into that and see how my, you know, fuel is. I got like a hesitation right now. I'm trying to figure that one out.
And, you know, the Kia, not to pick on Kia. Listen, I think Kia fits a niche in the market. I really do. But the bottom line is the older Kias, as they age, it becomes a cheap car. You know, it's their parts support isn't great. You know, it's a cheap car. You got your money's worth out of it. It's 12 going on 13 years old. Now it's, you know, now it's like that 63 Chevy in 1975. Can we keep it going? Right.
Yeah, you know, well, the problem is I can't really get another one now. Because...
Right. Yeah, no, I get it. 100%. 100%, Bob. I'm right there with you. Go to launchtechusa.com. Do yourself a favor. Okay. Go to launchtechusa.com. Take a look at their Millennium line of scan tools. I believe their newest one is a Millennium Master. I don't know where the price point is. But, you know, one of the things I really like about Launch is, and I've got Launch in the shop, I've got Autel in the shop, I've got Snap-on in the shop, I've got Opus, I've got OE, I've got everybody's, all right? I think Launch has some of the better DIY tools. Full disclosure, we're in the process now. We're going to begin testing. I believe it's a Millennium Master in the shop in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to be giving you guys some feedback as what we like and don't like, kind of like a little scan tool review. So we're in the process of setting that up. We've sat down, we've talked to Launch about it, and they're seeking our advice, so we're glad to give it. But I like their approach to things. I like what they do. And but you've got to change your approach too. It can't be, hey, I want a scan tool forever. Oh my God. it's like I said, if I get 3 to 4 years out of a scan tool, I'm thrilled. It becomes a doorstop.
You're right, though. If I think of it, my phone, I would never think of keeping a phone forever. I mean, just couldn't.
You can't. Up with the... You know, the software just goes away. Hey, Bob, tell you what, stay on the line. Tom gave me the high sign. You must have a charming personality as well as a good voice for radio. We're going to be sending out the Carlson swag bag to you. It's to commemorate Carlson's new brake job completion kit. And the swag bag include things like the Carlson knit cap, the Carlson Fit Happens t-shirt, the Carlson first aid kit, Carlson shop light, and so on. So we'll get that out your way. Stay on the line. Let Tom get your address. And good luck with your scan tool search. I appreciate your call and your support, sir. You be well. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the car doctor, at your service. Right after this, don't go away.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it would have been juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Ron and Andy Car Doctor. Let's truck on over to Brian in Wisconsin, 05 Ford Focus. Brian, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I've got a problem with my fuel fill. I can't fill fast enough. I can only go 5% of 100% without it shooting all over my shoes.
Okay.
So anyway,
it kicks the pump off, Brian. It kicks the pump off.
No, well, it'll kick the pump off, but basically it'll back up. If I got to fill real slow, and then it just keeps filling up, and then it overflows and overflows. If I try to hold it down, it kicks the pump off and then shoots out. It's got a ventilation problem.
Okay. Anybody try to diagnose this yet?
Yeah, and that's my problem. I took it to a dealership a couple of years ago for a brake job and had them look at it, and they fixed the brakes, didn't address the problem. I used to have a guy that would do my maintenance, but he retired, and I used to trust him. So I'm kind of in lost land now going to dealerships. So I took it to a new dealer because my brakes needed work after 6,000 miles, and they said that they could address it. They fixed my brakes, and then they gave me a quote for $320. A fill vent, solenoid, and the labor. And then I also told them to go over the whole thing, belt hoses and whatever. So I got a $1,300 bill. I go to pick it up. It's great. I go fill it up, and it backs up all over my shoes again. And so I take it back to the dealership. 3 days later, they give me a call, and they say, I need a charcoal vapor canister. And Ford doesn't make them anymore. But they found one for $500 and some, and they'll charge me $230, $250 to fill it. So now I'm going to have $1,000 just to fix my gas tank. And I feel bad for getting upset, but with parts and labor, I've got over $1,000 to fill my tank, and that's, you know, with all the other things that I did, it's almost more than what the car's worth.
Right.
So
what do you do?
Yeah, what do I do? And I guess it's my concern is that, you know, I thought they had it fixed. My concern is I went online, found the parts myself. You know, I could get it anywhere from $100 and some to $300. And I went on the YouTube video, and it looks like something I could do for a couple hours. And I guess my question to you is, am I wrong to go off on these guys? Because I was upset that they got more money in it than what the car is worth right now, or should I just
not because they've got more money in it than the car is worth. I think you've got to not. I don't say go off, but I think it's a conversation about, you know, I trusted you guys. I wanted the car fixed. You told me this would fix it twice. You told me this would fix it, and it didn't. If I wanted to guess, I'd get my kid brother to do it. You know, right? You guys are the professional.
Yes.
You guys are the professional,
exactly.
All right? Listen, I'm not blowing my own horn. You know how many times I face this exact scenario in the shop? The first thing I do is unplug the vent line and take the car. I actually leave the shop, drive to a gas station, and try and put gas in it. Okay, that's not it. I do some diagnosis. We'll look for spider webs, restricted necks. You know, we go through some. But I don't understand. To me, if somebody brings me a car that I can't put gas in, and I say it's a vent valve, I diagnose it, it's a vent valve, even though I know it's a vent valve, Brian, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still obligated to test it. Sit tight, kiddo. Don't go away. We're going to finish this conversation in a minute. Let me pull over, take a pause. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have
been
juicy.
The podcast
would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back. You know, I think I'm going to join American Idol this year, Tom. I think I'm going to become America's favorite singer. Brian, you're still there.
I don't think so.
No, I could. Tom, yep. I could. Yes, I could. Brian, tell him. Couldn't I? I could become a great singer. I could sing Far, Far Away.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody would love it. So listen, let's fix this car without getting too high tech, all right?
Yep.
When a car is sitting parked, all right, the vent valve has to be in the open position, correct?
Yeah, I would assume, yes.
Right, because otherwise the gas tank would, you know, as pressure built up, it would get hot and kaboom, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. So Fair to say that if you went under the car, obviously Jack stands and support it, because I don't want anything bad to happen to you, all right? If you took the vent valve's attached to the side of the charcoal canister, correct?
Yes.
All right, so If you took the vent valve off the side of the charcoal canister and went to a gas station and filled it up and it worked, what did we prove?
We proved that it was the vent solenoid or the vent valve, yes.
Right. That the canister is good, right?
Well, I guess so, but see, they missed that part.
Well, no, wait a minute. If we take the vent valve off, I'm coming to the house this afternoon, Brian. I'll be there at 5. We're having pizza for dinner. All right. If we take the vent valve off the side of the canister, okay, and go fill the car up, and it works, we prove that it's not the canister that's the blockage. Forget about the new part they put in. I'm going to tell you that story in a minute. All right.
Okay.
If it still doesn't fill up, maybe we've got a restricted fuel neck. Maybe the tubing inside the neck is bad.
Okay.
All right. And for that, you got to take the neck out and look at all the tubing and hosing leading up to the tank. That's a mishigas separate unto itself. All right.
Okay.
I'm saving the best for last. How do you know? Okay. Do you have a barbecue in the back of the house?
I'm not going to do that.
No. But if you have a barbecue, you ever have a barbecue where the spider gets in and builds the web and the gas doesn't flow out of the jet?
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Okay.
How do you know a spider didn't crawl up the vent valve rubber hose and built a spider web? And did anybody take that vent valve line off and look for obstruction? How do we know that's clear? We don't. So you got a couple of things to check, but yeah, I would definitely go back and talk to these guys because they're guessing, they're not testing. I'm not impressed. So do your thing. Call me back next week. I'll be here for you, brother. Till the next time, I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor, reminding all of you. Good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.